We were at the Red Hat Summit in Boston talking with Jim Ganthier, Vice President and General Manager of Engineered Solutions in Cloud at Dell. Jim, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule
today. My pleasure.
The image many have of cloud computing is the dismantling of on-premises data centers and decommissioning of their servers. In place, we get cloud service providers that may have thousands or even tens of thousands of servers in their mega data centers. I know that's a vast oversimplification, but do you see that as a good thing for IT, and how does that work as a good thing for Dell?
Well, actually, I'll start with a good thing for IT. I don't believe that that really is the end state. That was probably what a lot of people were seeing. Again, cloud being totally brand new, everybody had the gold rush to cloud and believed that, like most things on the hype curve, public was always the right and appropriate answer. What we're actually seeing is that a combination of what we call hybrid cloud. How do you choose the right public? How do you choose the right private? How do you choose the right managed services? Or in some basic things, consultancy, the easiest way to go and the right way to go for customers. You asked the question of what does this mean for Dell? Actually, from our perspective, this is actually a good thing. So one piece that people don't realize is a lot of these large public cloud providers, they're powered by Dell. So we understand exactly what it takes to run those infrastructures because, frankly, we help co-design a lot of those infrastructures. But the other beauty is, and that's what you've heard here, is not just understanding the cloud providers themselves, but what can you do in terms of tools? What can you do in terms of deliverables? What can you do in terms of partners to really make those workloads sing either in a private cloud or in these public cloud environments? So to take all of that strategy and make it real for you, let me give you one real world example. We have a product that we're shipping today, and I'm gonna tie product and partner together simultaneously with cloud. That product is called CPS, or Cloud Platform System. It is a co-design engineered solution between Dell and Microsoft. Its entire mission in life is to deliver this hybrid cloud vision. It allows you to put a private cloud in your enterprise data center, but it has burst capability out to a public cloud. That's one instantiation of many you'll be hearing from Dell on how we're taking that hybrid cloud vision and not only making it real today, but looking to accelerate that trend in the future.
And as you're saying, Dell is more than just servers, storage, switches, and infrastructure. Dell these days is all about cloud consulting, big data, managed services, and there's even a cloud marketplace. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And again, one of the things that most people don't realize is we've got a great software organization who has really wonderful intellectual property. We've got a really good services organization, not services in terms of traditional break fix, but true advisory and consultancy. We had a lot of folks who say, I know I need to go on this journey to cloud. Can you tell me what the steps are? And then one other thing that we also talk about is our Dell Financial Services. With cloud, there are a lot of customers who say, I love some of the ideas I'm hearing from Dell and its partners, but I really can't afford it. We can take every single one of those objections and make them go away. But the beauty of that is it's not about the components. It's about the fact of we have all of that as an end-to-end portfolio. Think of it as, you know, basically the palette or the painting that we can do on behalf of customers as they start to map their cloud journey. And to give you a real-world example of that, you asked about software. One clear example of that is what we refer to as Dell Cloud Manager. At Dell, we tend to focus on things that have adjectives like best, only, fastest, or first. Dell Cloud Manager is a perfect example of how if you have a private cloud and you have a public cloud, we firmly believe that you should be able to manage that as one. You should be able to treat it as one resource pool. You should be able to assign a workload, get the outcome you want, and then release those back into the pool. Dell Cloud Manager does exactly that, and we're not only the first ones to have it, it also will give the best possible experience, and we're the only folks who will have that later on this year.
Dell and Red Hat have a collaborative relationship that goes back a long way. Earlier in 2015, on April 8th, I think it was, Dell and Red Hat jointly announced an upgrade to Dell's production-ready OpenStack private cloud offering, right? Is
correct.
That right?
That's correct. So these are co-engineered enterprise-grade private cloud solutions, all based on really great partnership we have with Red Hat Enterprise Linux OpenStack Platform 6. Wow, that was a mouthful. And then also our 13th generation server. So what you're hearing and seeing is a continual trend of a long partnership we've had with the Red Hat team, going back to shipping the very first Linux platforms on our infrastructure and our OEM group, but the net is it's a continual cadence. And as a matter of fact, beyond the April announcement, we have some great things that we announced just this week with Red Hat here in conjunction with other partners such as Intel and SAP.
It's been my experience that businesses are suffering from a real shortage of in-house cloud expertise. Is a production-ready solution of this nature something that can help those IT departments?
Absolutely. One of the things that I hear over and over again is not just make it simple for me, but help me with what we're terming time to value. A couple of years ago, folks actually prided themselves on buying individual components and then standing them up themselves. Now what they're focused on is delivering business outcomes, delivering business results, and doing it very fast. Hence the time to value. An engineered solution is exactly how we do that. And again, we're not looking for one particular product to solve all the world's ills. If someone wants to do an enterprise class offering, yes, we have our cloud platform solution code done between ourselves and Microsoft, but we can help people start small and build fast. Small in terms of what we have in terms of EvoRail, or to some extent our Nutanix hyperconverged platforms, we want to make sure that when somebody commences that that path to cloud with Dell, that they not only have infrastructure that works for them today, but they have infrastructure that works for them tomorrow in our future-ready vision of where the world should be.
You use the phrase time to value. Most people would use time to market.
No.
It's a very interesting phrase.
And the reason for that is because, again, you know, as I travel around the world and have conversations with either C-suite executives or IT leaders, it's no longer the help me go stand it up fast. A lot of them now are being seen as partners to the line of business owners. A lot of them are being seen as more than just an IT services provider. They're looking to them to deliver real value to the business themselves, utilizing the IT infrastructure. Hence the phrase, it's now about time to value and TCO as opposed to time to market.
We've been talking with Jim Ganthier, Vice President and General Manager of Engineered Solutions and Cloud at Dell. Jim, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.